Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio, and in the studio with me today, we have Bill Moyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, sir.
Bill, you've written a book, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What's the book called?
The book is called The Adventures of Tommy the Texan and Captain Billy. The title is Back to the Beginning.
Back to the Beginning. This would be where the story starts then.
Yes, sir, it is. It's exactly where the whole thing began and where Billy and Tommy got together.
What audience are you aiming this book for?
The book originally was aimed at an audience between 6 and 12, but it's been reviewed by people from 6 to 60, and they've enjoyed it. It also can be used for the young teen who has just started to get an interest in aviation, but this is a very simplistic explanation of it as such.
What inspired you to write a book?
I've been a writer for a long time. I've gotten some articles in Warbird magazine. I've also gotten a few articles in some of the other aviation education publications. What started me in writing, there is a piece in the book itself that is handwritten. It's from my Aunt Anne. My Aunt Anne in 1974 gave me Richard Bach's book, Gift of Wings, and she said, for no other reason than your love of flying. I read that book and was inspired to start writing short stories about flying.
What is your experience with flying?
Started flying when I was about 14 years old. I was one of the original airport kids who would work at the airport in Danbury, Connecticut, and wash airplanes for rides. The inspiration for flying, I think, came from my dad when I was a little fella. He'd stick me on the roof of the car as we drove around Danbury Airport while he got me out of my mother's hair. And we'd watch airplanes fly, and believe it or not, of my whole family, I'm the only person that's ever followed an aviation career.
Why did you write the book? What was the purpose behind it?
The purpose behind Tommy the Texan, when I got the idea, was to try and inspire kids and have kids learn about aviation at a younger age, because I wanted to instill my love of it in them. And have it in a fun way of reading a book and also being educated and wanting to look farther. The way that the website that we have is designed, it allows kids to read the book, go into the website, further their knowledge. It also is a book that would allow parents to interact with the kid, to get involved. And also the book could be used in a school.
You talk about the website. What is the website?
The website was designed by my son. I've been very fortunate. My daughter's my editor, and my son is my illustrator and my webmaster. And both of them are my media, so to speak. My son designed the website so that it's set up where you go in there. There's different tabs. One of the tabs specifically for the kids is called Tommy's Hangar. Tommy's Hangar is a bunch of stories and a bunch of articles written to simplify aviation and aeronautics for someone who's just starting to learn. So it's not a technical manual. How does a wing fly? How does a propeller work in simplistic terms?
You're aiming this book as an introduction for kids to get into aviation.
Right, and I chose the T-6 because the T-6 taught the majority, if not all, of the pilots in World War II. So it leans into the education part of the book. It's not a Mustang or a Corsair. It's the instrument that trained the pilot, so therefore we're keeping it into the training education vein.
What kind of adventures does Tommy have?
Tommy, in the first book, is where Captain Billy finds Tommy out in the field in Phoenix, Arizona, and how they get together and they establish this relationship between each other. A man and machine, and the mystic between the two of them. They have conversations with each other as they're flying along. In the book, Tommy is found. Tommy goes out for a flight, and Captain Billy decides that Tommy needs to come home with him and start doing some adventures. This book two is coming out next year. Book two will be involved with Tommy's restoration flight, and then Tommy will be flying down to Florida to go to a formation clinic, where Tommy, since Tommy's a T-6 Texan and has been flying during World War II, will now teach Captain Billy how to fly formation. The book three is planned on Oshkosh, and book four is planned on Tommy going to Reno to race in the Reno Air Races.
Wow, Tommy's got a full schedule here.
Yes, he does.
He's going to be very busy. Now, how much of this book is based on real life experiences?
The book fits into a work of fiction in the fact that Billy and Tommy are a fictional character, so to speak, but it's based on actual events that have happened to me or actual events that I know of, actual flights that I've taken. For instance, the Formation Clinic, flights around the country. I was a 727 captain for 10 years. With the Reno Air Races, I'm getting involved with the T6 racing group and having them tell me exactly how things work. So whenever you read the book about any adventure Tommy has, there's a lot of history that's been brought up through it to make it realistic and not just a fantasy world.
That's got to be intense. You sound like you've had some very interesting experiences throughout your life.
Yes, I was lucky enough to have been an airline pilot with a couple of small airlines, MGM Grand Air and Champion Air. I was also very fortunate to have flown around the world a couple times. So I've got a lot of international experience. A lot of flying locally as far as around the United States is concerned in a 727 and a DC-8. I still do some flying today. Certified flight instructors, instrument rating, and an advanced ground instructors, instrument rating. So, yeah, I've been lucky enough to have had a very good career.
What attracted you to the AT-6?
The AT-6 was always an interesting aircraft to me because of its history. It's also an interesting aircraft because of the fact that when I flew in it with Don Stamp from the NATA, the North American Training Association, just the fact that the airplane was the airplane that taught pilots how to fly. It was the pilot maker. I wanted that to be the basis of the story and not the glamorous P-51, Spitfire, P-38. I wanted it to be the educational, the training aircraft. And that's what drew me to it. And just the fact that it's so popular and revered.
Are you going to take Tommy to the Reno races and have him go around the course a few times?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the T6 guys. And being the fact that I am a pilot, I've flown quite a bit. Just kind of sit down with them and go, okay, what does it take? What's the feel? What's the whole parameters? And then take that and put it in a book for kids to learn about Reno. And because of the fact that I'm going down to Florida in the next book, and I'm going to be coming up to EAA, introducing other characters of airplanes and other people that I know, the situation will be that the child will have to look and go, well, where's Oshkosh? Sun and Fun in Florida. Where is this place called Punta Gorda? Hopefully we're going to be able to put maps in the books with it so the kids will be able to learn a little bit about geography. We'll talk about places Tommy flies over. The kids and the parents can further education as far as different parts of the United States.
Where was the inspiration for those drawn from?
I wanted it to be a book that a child could go back to, a child could read, learn from, and expand the knowledge of it. So there's parts in the book, like the two maps that are in the first book. There's a road map of Phoenix that shows exactly where Tommy was found. So a child can put together where that actually is in the world. And next to it, since it's an aviation book, I took the liberty with a government publication to put an area sectional chart in there that's of the same scale as the map, so that a child and a parent could take a look at the sectional chart that's in the book. And page, I believe it's 94 or 95, is the explanations, the legends for that. So again, it's a learning tool. It's also something that someone, in fact, I had a gentleman today, his wife is interested in using the book for a fifth grade class as an educational tool.
I think they'd enjoy it. From what I have seen of the book, it would be aimed right at them. They would enjoy it. Where can I get a copy of this book?
Right now, a copy is available at EAA in the warehouse, in the museum, and also in the Sky Shop.
What about online?
If you go to TommyTheTexan.com, there's links there to purchase the book. It's available in the brick-and-mortar stores like Barnes & Noble. It's also available through Amazon.
Have you started writing the second book yet?
Yes, the second book, pretty much, except for some fine-tuning by my wonderful editor daughter. So when she gets involved with it, she goes, Dad, maybe you should say it this way. Maybe you should just, and she takes some of the technical aspect out of what I've said if I start to drift off a little bit. And, of course, my son being the illustrator. But book two is written. It needs to be finessed. And the second part of book two, which is going to be the flight down to Florida and Formation Clinic, is also written. It just needs to be polished a little bit.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great future ahead here for Tommy the Texan. You have been listening to Bill Moyle, who has written a book, The Adventures of Tommy the Texan and Captain Billy, Back to the Beginning. My name is Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.